Section is the song Only Believe.
Connie introduced the song to me a couple of weeks ago, and I was going to sing it last week, but as you know, I kind of retched to my knee, so I couldn't be here. But the nice thing is that I had an opportunity to talk to some folks in class, and one of the phrases that came up is, you know, we work so hard sometimes to make a mess of our lives. And I thought, well, I've got to somehow fit this in. So it's just a typical little introduction, a little interlude, and I invite anybody to sing this. It's a song written about 1922 by the first televangelist.
Oh, wow.
And it's typically done in 3/4 time waltz tempo, but I'm waltz time. I'm doing it in 4/4. So feel free. 1/52. Words are easy. But my fingers aren't happening.
Thank you, Bonnie. That was so beautiful. I really love listening to you sing. And so now we come to our speaker, our very own Reverend Connie Beth Grady.
Good morning. I was taken up by that song. I usually am calling on all my angel loved ones. So please, dear God, I'm calling on you now. That's such a beautiful song, and it takes me back to when I was a child. You know, I've been one of the first things I heard in metaphysics was, in all ways, keep an even mind. And I was pretty young when I came into metaphysics, and when you hear that, you go, oh, how do you do that? because before you get into metaphysics, the world tosses you here and it tosses you there, and it's always someone else's fault. It's never your fault until you grow into your own being and understand what life is all about. When I was first placed into a foster home, I really was very discontent. I was very lonely. I was placed in a family that I had absolutely nothing in common with. I was like a thorn in their side, and I think they were probably a thorn in my side. I know they were. Excuse me. I'm sorry. However, in thinking back, you know, we as children, even when we're suffering, do you realize it's part of our nature to cry out to something bigger than us? I was reading in this wonderful book, Essential Life. It's Essential Light, excuse me. It's a beautiful book. It's channeled by a young man very recently. It's a White Eagle book. So far, I've seen nothing but gospel truth in this. It's speaking as we, as human beings, begin to awaken, then we experience all of life. We experience all kinds of negative avenues because it allows us to begin to know the power that we have. It also speaks about how our main mission on this life is what they call to spread fertilizer, which is what they call light, our healing, our light is spreading fertilizer to the world, to other people. I begin to think back as to what Spirit had told me and how I had been guided in my discontents. I was so very unhappy when I was a child, in losing my parents. And finally, one day, I cried out. And we all seem to want to do it ourselves until we cry out. And I want to let you know, I hear people say, oh, they're only 8. At 8 years old, I believe we know probably more then about life than we ever will before the world starts to take it away from us. But it was only in recent years, when the acid took away my voice, I used to have a voice as a younger child. And they would ask me to sing songs from time to time in church. And I remember one time they had me learn this song, Make Me a Blessing. It was talking, I don't know if you remember it, over the highways and byways of life. And it's talking about how sometimes we have turmoil and trouble. But to find the light is to pray. Make me a blessing in someone's life today. No matter where we are, no matter who we are or how we've grown up, if we open up to something larger than ourselves, there is an experience, or there's a song, or there's someone who comes along with something that gives us something to look for. I realized in singing that song that I was tired of my problems. And I could reach out and be a friend to somebody else. It really changed my life. You see, sometimes when we're in problems, we're so self-centered in our discontents that we've forgotten what's out there. And when we can help something or someone or do something positive, it first of all helps us before it helps anyone else. In thinking back about sending the light and how we experience some of everything, when I was an adult, when I decided to go to work for General Motors, I will tell you, I had a cush job. I had a great job. We walked in dress slacks and hose and heels and our hair done up, and I was in quality control, and I went everywhere. I had a great job. I was also a single mom, and I got laid off. And we've heard that there was a plant in another town, a transmission plant, who was picking up laid off General Motors workers. And I said, let's go. Let's go. And some of the people go, oh, Connie, do you think we should go in a plant like that? I go, it's General Motors. How hard can it be? Well, you know, I learned a great deal while I was there. First of all, we went in 2 hours early for orientation, and they passed around fingers in this formaldehyde jar, telling us we must be careful with what we're doing, or our finger might end up on display. So we're looking at each other, and we all had on our dress pants, our heels, our hose, our hair all done up, our makeup on, thinking that it's going to be like the job we had, you know, used to. We were all in quality control. When we saw what we had to do, it was like being in the pits of hell. They came around. We all had grease on us. Our hair was down. Our clothes were ruined. And they came around and said, 4 hours overtime. And I said, oh, no, thank you. They go, oh, no, you don't have a choice here. After a few weeks, well, we went to the break room. It was the little soups in that can had in that container had been in that display cabinet for so long they had exploded and no one had ever cleaned it up. One day, I looked around and I called my boss over and I said, it's true, isn't it? He said, what's true? I said, I've died and gone to hell. And you know, I remember I got off one Sunday early enough because I had no choice. I had to work 7 days a week. I went to church that one Sunday. My neck was so out. I had an elastic band all around my neck down to my arm just to get in there. And I said, Virginia, I have to talk to Spirit today. I have to know what's going on. So my doctor teacher said, yeah, it's true. But remember, you chose this. You ask for this. But he said, do you know, when you walk in that plant, when you have no idea what's going on, the light from your being, just because you are there, when you are walking through what you think is the pit of hell, that light is touching everyone you walk by. Do you realize that? And I said, no. He said, people who grow in understanding, sometimes we're placed in situations because people there are praying for something that will make their life a difference. And sometimes that very light that is somehow absorbed in their being makes a difference in their consciousness as they awaken to something else. You know, when I heard that, when I started going in there, did I like the work any better? No. I got to be honest with you. It was the pits. But I will tell you, it gave me a reason. It gave me a mission. It allowed me to open up and become a friend to those people who are there. It allowed me to take the situation instead of crying over it, to laugh at it. You see, Spirit tells us sometimes We walk through experience because it softens us. And sometimes through that experience, we grow into a strength where we begin to see the sparkle of our spirit. And we begin to shoot through life through that negative experience like the shooting stars that we truly are. We all walk through life for different reasons. But I don't think there's anyone that doesn't find themselves in an experience once in a while that you wish that you didn't have to experience. But what makes the difference? I have to tell you that beautiful song, "Only Believe." All things are possible. Our discontents might be here today, but they're never here to stay. And as we walk through one experience after another one, you know, without walking through the darkness, we don't experience the normal everyday life. If the sun were out every day, we would soon take advantage of it and go, oh, it's just another day. But because we've gone through the cold, bitterness, but the beautiful snow, we can look at today and know that that central sun of God's light is still here. We are here in this beautiful earth vibration. And it's no longer last week. And I can tell you, our water froze for the first time in 16 years while we were here at the well house. And you begin to wonder, we didn't move far enough south, did we? However, in life, when we get outside of our discontents, that's when the inspiration comes. When we get outside of our negative thinking and help someone else and realize your discontents are like my discontents. And if we're on this earth plane, why not help someone next door to you? Why not say, I understand? Why not be a light to somebody else? Because when you are, it helps yourself first, and it gives you even more light to help somebody else. And that's that spiritual light that helps us grow. And that's that spiritual essence that awakens our heart center to realize that we're here today for a reason. We're here today to experience the oneness of the love that everyone has to give, that everyone has to share. And if you meet someone that doesn't know what love is, well, you do. And maybe it won't take today, but it's a seed planted for tomorrow. You see, we all are budding Christ. When you think about that bulb that's been planted in the ground, I wonder when it stretches and it opens and it's torn apart in the darkness of the earth, does it realize it's really going to be a flower? You see, when we look at life, it's so much like nature. I do believe that sometimes it's the everyday. Simpleness is our greatest teacher. It's what we live and how we look at life. Virginia used to say, I don't know whether mental illness is caused by wrong thinking that disturbs the body chemistry or if it's really body chemistry. And she would talk about Alzheimer's in the same way. Are we really in control because of our thinking some way? And her sister, Lena, was the sweetest person. She had a nervous breakdown, and it broke Virginia's heart. And Virginia said, if there's one thing I do before I leave this earth plane, it's to help my sister. And she went and got her. And she said, now, Lena, you're going to do things my way. Your way is not working right now. I'm going to make you responsible for everything you do every day. Because I know in there somewhere you can hear me. And I know in there some way you love me and you know I love you. You know, it wasn't but a few weeks in reality before Lena was back to doing what she did best in life. But you know, Virginia said, what changed her, she will tell you, was my insistence on telling her every day about how much I loved her, about how much she loved me, about how her light was so beautiful in the world. Why allow something or something else to take it away? You see, she had experienced a trauma in someone in her family that she felt she was no longer worthy. She felt that because of that, she must have done something wrong. You see, I do know the power of love. I know the power of healing. I know the power of our self-worth, and that we're all on a journey of finding that light that we can give to one another. And just because our loved one has experienced something, maybe we're not the magic workers, but we can sure give anything and everything to say, come on, I know where you are. I'll hold your hand. Let me allow you to bring you up and let you feel the eagle's wings of that Christ spirit, of that life that and that love that's eternal, that's a part of all of us. That just because you've experienced something negative, know that you're greater than that negative experience. Look at it for what it is, and hold out your hand and say, I've been there. Let me be your blessing for today. Because when we live our blessings, it allows someone else to realize, I want to help somebody. I want to be a blessing. That's what it's all about. God bless you all. And I want to tell you, each and every one in this church that's seated in this congregation today, you all have a light that is so bright, that is yours and yours alone. It's your God personality that was given only to you, no one else. The thing that is important in life is to be you, to be the great you. When we try to be somebody else, we stumble. We can't. But when you learn that just who you are is good enough, that's when your greatness begins to shine. God bless you.
Thank you, Connie.